I'm Don Molyneux in the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network Studios, powered by Louisiana Propane. This is the Cotton Report for Wednesday, December 10th. USDA's crop production report left acreage alone, but raised yields by 10 pounds an acre to 929 pounds. That took production up 150,000 bales to 14,270,000. In the WASDE, there were some adjustments in the unaccounted and domestic use to take projected ending stocks up 200,000 bales to 4.5 million. The cash average price was trimmed by 2 cents to 60 cents a pound. World stocks were left steady, with just a 40,000 bale increase noted at 75.9 million bales. Cotton ginnings data showed 8.6 million running bales of cotton ginned as of December the 1st. March cotton finished 63.87, up 19. July 65.91, up 11. The spot market price 61.86, down 2. LSU soybean specialist Dr. David Mosley says USDA is reporting Louisiana producers planted 790,000 acres this season, and nationwide yields may reach record levels.
Because the planting acres were down, we're actually going to fall a little bit lower than our normal production. So I don't think that we produced too much in the nation to hurt our chances to plant more acres next year. So what we really need is just the price to remain at a decent price. Right now, the market's been going up a little bit for soybean. If we can hold that price or go up, we have a good chance to get back to that 1 to 1.2 million acres. The price all year stayed around $10 per bushel, which that was without exporting to China. And then we saw we might get some exports to China and the price jumps up to $11.50 or so at one point. The price actually stayed pretty stable even without exporting. So if we can export, then the price really has a chance to go even higher.
This report is service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board. Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net believes more cotton acres next year could switch to soybeans or corn due to low prices the past weeks.
Certainly a possibility, especially considering the cotton market's been a dog for quite some time. It's pretty expensive to put cotton out. And so I would assume some of those cotton acres could scale back, but at the same time, you know, if the market continues to think that that might happen, there's no doubt that China could step in and buy some cotton with this sort of a trade deal. It was not specifically mentioned, but they bought it in the past. And so if they would get in the interest of that, you would think that people would want to buy some of those acres back, if you will. And so one of the best things that could happen for, you know, the entire marketplace is for one of these markets to catch fire. You just can't catch a break on those markets. But if we can get one of these markets fired up, it'll certainly highlight the fact that, who knows, we may be able to get into a bit of an acreage battle.
I'm Don Molyneux on the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.